say was the biggest difference last Sunday in getting the run defense clicking again like it was earlier in the season?
I thought we got off blocks a little bit faster. We, you know, there wasn't a lot of movement on the line of scrimmage, both either horizontally or vertically. I thought our guys held their gap better, and I thought we tackled better. Excellent balance. They have a good mixture schematically. Their runners are running the ball hard, and they're very well coached up front. And they get into a good place, the right place. So they're it's going to be a challenge.
Jonathan Amaya kind of deferred to you as far as his situation. Can you address that?
You know, I think you guys know that everybody in the program and the organization is accountable for their actions on and off the field. It's a situation that's been addressed internally, and that's really what I have to say about it.
Joe, you've spent a lot of time at this microphone talking about turnovers in the last 6 months. You're minus 10. Is that a source of frustration or head scratching, or how would you describe it?
I wish we were better, no question about it. I mean, we're playing a team that's plus 24, and we're minus 10. So, that pattern's not good. You know, that can't continue on Sunday and be a good thing for us. So we've got to do a great job with ball security. We've got to find a way to take the ball away from them. So that's going to be a key to the ball game, no question.
How have they gotten to plus 24? I mean, it's just a staggering number.
They do. I believe they're the best in football at protecting the ball offensively, so that's a real credit to their players and staff. Number two is they're second in football, one behind Chicago, I believe, in taking it away. And they catch the interceptions. They knock the ball loose on fumbles. They come up with the ball. They do a great job. That's impressive.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Joe. Not to discuss my situation individually, but earlier in the year you had a player run afoul of the wall, and it seemed like it was one strike and he was out. Do you have a hard and fast rule, or is it a case-by-case basis?
Well, there's always circumstances surrounding any incident. The big thing we want to do is be fair anytime we make a decision regarding a player in the program. That's the overriding principle.
Joe, how about their special teams? I think they scored three touchdowns the last 5 games.
Yeah, both guys. I mean, they have two. The returners are playing very well. McCourty and Edelman are both playing very well. They're coverage units are good. They're an impressive group. I think they're disciplined. They're detailed in what they do. They're very sound. I don't know that they're real exotic, but they're sound, and they're well coached. And, they're good. Their special teams are good. They're good returners. Like as you mentioned, they've taken some plays the distance, so they've got speed. They've got, I want to say Edelman has one fair catch maybe all year. I mean, he's aggressive.
Got two touchdowns in two games on special teams. Is there anything that you saw in film that is causing that problem, or was it just two that got away from you?
No, I mean, there's a lot, didn't keep good leverage on the football, didn't win one-on-one blocks, didn't get off blocks quick enough, fast enough, didn't use our help, whether it was the sideline or the pursuit angle of another player well enough. But, there's definitely things that we saw on tape that we need to do better. Primarily, we got to win those one-on-one blocks better.
Joe, is this game Sunday any kind of a measuring stick for you guys for where you want to be in 2-3 years, anything like that?
Hopefully we play well this Sunday at 1:00. It's another opportunity for us to improve. We talked to the guys today about, look, we believe we took some steps the other day in how we finished the game. Now the big thing is we got to build off of that. We got to improve off of that. There's still a lot of corrections that had to be made from the game we played on Sunday, and we've got to take that to the field this Sunday against a very good opponent. We told the guys last week we got to play our best game of the year to win that game, and clearly we're going to have to do that again this Sunday.
Would you ever believe in, building a team to beat a specific team like Brady's going to throw? Would you get more DBs because you're going to face them twice, or do you build a team?
Well, we're looking for good football players at every single position, and we're not necessarily focused in on one particular team right now. Obviously, we are for this particular game, but we're looking to develop the skill, the talent, the ability of every single guy that we have on our roster to make our team as strong as possible.
That being said, you brought in a DB today, Michael Coe. What was it about that intrigued you? And do you see him as a special teams guy or maybe in the back?
Well, he had a good workout. I went to the workout. He had a good workout. As you guys know, there's a variety of factors that go into making a decision about a roster spot. There's a possibility that he could help us out. You know, he's been here a day. We have to see how he fits in schematically, how quick he learns, and what kind of guy he is, if he's a great good fit for us. So we'll see.
Where would you say Jared Odrick has made the biggest impact for you up front defensively?
No, he's got good versatility. You know, the thing about him is we like Andy is he's done a lot of jobs. You know, he can fit into a lot of places in the defense. He's not locked into one position. You know, he can only play right end, or he can only play left end, or he can only play three technique. You know, we move him around. He does a lot of different things. He's athletic enough that you can play him at different spots and give him a couple different job descriptions. And, you know, for the most part, he's fulfilled those pretty well.
Prestige factor, swagger factor in the NFL, those Packers teams, this Patriots team, where kind of reputation kind of precedes them?
I don't know. Not that I'm aware of, you know. I think you just my brain works as a kind of a one-week each game. You go out there, you put together the best plan you can as a coach to put your players in position to be successful, and you go out and you play and you compete. It's a privilege to compete in the National Football League, and then you go on to the next one. I don't know about the whole swagger stuff. I'm not real familiar with that.
When the Packers came out this past week, one name that kind of jumped out was Lamar Miller. It's the first time you've been asked. You're right?
Yep.
Since the opener. Was that something he's done recently, or is it just didn't fit into the week's plan?
Yeah, as you got really, when the push comes to shove an hour and a half before the game and during the course of the practice week, you make a decision on the 46-man roster based on what guys that particular week are going to give you the best chance to win that game. And there's a host of factors that go into that decision. And this week we decided with the 46 guys that he was not going to be one of them. But it isn't necessarily an indictment of him or what he did or didn't do.
Are the Patriots doing anything different now that they're offensively, that they're, I believe, sixth in the NFL in rushing? Is it different running schemes or?
Not necessarily. They execute well. They have a couple of new wrinkles, you know, every week that they kind of, you know, add in. But they have their core runs, as you would call them, that they're very, very good at, that they execute well. And, you know, they put you in a bind because they can move the ball through the air pretty well. So you've got to make decisions on how many guys you want to commit to defend the pass, so to speak. And then they're smart coaches and smart players, and they know if there's X amount of guys away from the box, maybe, you know, it would behoove them to run the ball. They do a good job, running clean plays, so to speak. Not necessarily magical plays, but plays that have a pretty good chance of working.
You mentioned last week having to play as best you can to win the game, and again this week. Have there been any games this year where you think, or you thought, we can survive if we don't play our best?
Not a whole lot, no.
Going against Devon Bess in practice every day good preparation for Wes Welker? I mean, are they similar
sure
enough that these guys learn from that?
No, I don't want to say they're – yeah, I'm not even going to kid about that. Devon, as you know, you guys have been to practice. He's about as competitive a guy as we have. And, I think that's great preparation for us. And we usually – you know, we do some things – what we call, you know, just our guys competing against Miami versus Miami, so to speak, as opposed to we don't always – I mean, we do obviously a lot of scout team work where we're putting on the looks of our opponent. But we also do things where we're just – our guys are going against our guys, and that stuff's valuable, no question about it. And he's certainly a guy, whether he lines up inside, outside, the third receiver, he's good for our DBs to go against, no question.
Anything else?
When you see Brady on film, is there anything you see you can – exploit or work on, or does he seem to do everything well?
All right. You know, he's playing at an extremely high level. He's very, very productive. And he's playing well. But, you know, the big thing for us, we're going to have to get off the field on third down, and we're going to have to play well in the red zone and keep him out of the end zone. But he's playing very well.
How many times would you say you see him get hit in a game?
They do a good job protecting the quarterback. You know, again, I think Dante Scarnecchia is one of the best line coaches in the league. They do a great job. And, he doesn't get hit a ton. Doesn't get hit a ton.